Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to Atlanta, where graduates of the all-male, historically black college Morehouse were stunned yesterday when commencement speaker billionaire Robert F. Smith said this.
Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
And that's about $40 million. Peter Wilborn was one of those graduates. Peter, it looked as if people had a hard time grasping this.
Yes, it was almost surreal. We were sitting there at the commencement address and we didn't know what to think of it simply because so many of us had lived with the idea of student debt that it was just given as a fact of life. But when he announced it, suddenly a lot of that just went away. And we realized that we could primarily focus on what we loved and what we had studied for so many years now.
But it took a second to get there. People are like, what did he say? Yeah, and we know that some of these debts of your fellow students are pretty high. Full-time tuition at Morehouse is a little over $25,000. But then you've got room and board and books and fees. It's, you know, maybe about $48,000. More than 90% of the students there get some form of financial aid. And we're reading of people with, you know, they had debt approaching $100,000. You seem a little luckier in that way. What was yours?
Mine was around $14,000. And yes, I was very lucky. I ended up having to take some out as one of the scholarships I had ran out. So I decided to take out a couple of loans and I was fully planning on paying them back in a couple of years. But yes, I was a little more fortunate than some of my classmates.
But still, $14,000 is $14,000. So, you know, nothing to sniff at. What does this change for you? You know, in addition to having this burden off your head, what does it change the way you may approach going forward?
Well, a lot of the things that my classmates and I have been talking about over the past 24 hours was how this sets a new bar for excellence, not just for the college, but for ourselves as well, how much we have to give back to not just Morehouse, but the educational community as a whole.
By the way, when you mentioned you took out loans, the Center for American Progress researched this. Black students are far more likely to take out student loans than their white peers. And nearly half of those who borrow default on those student loans. This is the African-American borrowers. But what do you think of those who say, this was generous, how wonderful for you? But I'm looking at a quote from Anand Giridharadas, whose book is Winners Take All. He's a critic of this kind of large-scale philanthropy because he says a gift like this can make people believe that it's billionaires' jobs to take care of our problems and that we should be focusing on, you know, why there is the problem of student debt and the subprime crisis. You know, not rely on a billionaire to fix it, but to eliminate it, you know, eliminate the problems of such high debt for students. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, speaking from recent experience, I would say that all help is welcome.
Right.
But I do believe it's a collective effort. I mean, you have people that have a lot of assets that want to help you, especially one that's a member of, in this case, the black community. Then in this case, we should absolutely take it. But then even those who aren't necessarily billionaires or millionaires, but can give a little here and there and support the generations that come after us, that is what's important.
Well, as part of that effort, making policy changes, because we know that the Democratic candidates are talking about this. Senators Harris and Booker have signed on to that debt-free college legislation idea. Bernie Sanders, of course, behind that. Elizabeth Warren has called for funding to help historically black colleges in particular. How much would you like to see this happen on the policy end?
As an HBCU grad, it's something that I would like to see more and more candidates approach, especially working with students and talking to them and getting firsthand accounts of what can we do to change this that hasn't been done already? And how can we make sure that they can sustain themselves going on in the future?
Yeah. And what about Robert Smith? You knew who he was. You tell us that you had researched him, knowing he was going to be the commencement speaker. One of the richest people and definitely the wealthiest African-American in America, worth $5 billion. He founded Vista Equity Partners, which is an investment company. First of all, has a great return, but it also has unconventional hiring. He doesn't seek out people with Ivy League degrees or go to Silicon Valley. He He bought up the homes of Martin Luther King, Morehouse grad, and his family to donate them back to foundations. Your sense of this man?
Whew, that's actually a pretty good one. He didn't have to do this at all, and yet he did. This is a fairly large class for Morehouse as opposed to the past couple of years. And the fact that he wanted to pay off all of our student debt, that means that he has a specific understanding of who we are, what the college is, the legacy of the college, and the legacy of the students.
Peter Wilborn, one of nearly 400 men who graduated from Morehouse College yesterday and learned from their commencement speaker that he, Robert Smith, would be paying off their debt. Peter, thanks so much for talking to us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.